The Gemara spends most of the daf involved in the critique of various high-ranking and prominent Kohanim and their families. Near the bottom of Amud Aleph, we learn a brisa that there were cries, tzvachos, or complaints coming from the people of the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, demanding a changing of the guard, literally getting rid of these Kohanim who were not behaving appropriately, who were not doing their jobs the right way, and so on. The second cry that's listed there was regarding Kohanim Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai, Yisachar from the town of Barkai. He, says the Gemara, was more concerned about his own honor, his own dignity, and as a result was Mechal Kodshei Shemaim, disgraced the sacrifice service in the Beis HaMikdash. He had a practice, as the Gemara, that he would wrap his hands in silk, put on these kind of gloves, and then perform the avoda, perform the service. Rashi on the spot explains there was a double wrongdoing. First, by covering his hands during the avoda, he created a chatzitza, an interposition between himself and the korban. And this invalidates the service based on an explicit pasuk and drasha brought in the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Mem Zayin Mabez. The pasuk is from Vayikra Yadal Yadalad, which is the parsha of the Metzora, where the Metzora person who has this tzaras disease on their body, because of skin on their skin, and has to come and become pure after they go through the whole process of becoming pure. And one of the parts is to get blood on the body that comes from the kohen. So the pasuk says, "V'lakach a kohen midama asham menasan a kohen al tnuch, brings a korban, takes the blood, kohen puts it on the ear, on the finger, on the toe." And the pasuk uses the language v'lakach v'nasan. So the Gemara draws a parallel between the kohen taking the blood and giving the blood or applying the blood. Just as the placement of the blood must be direct from the kohen's hand, so the taking must be direct as well. Can't be through some kind of intermedium or medium between the hand and the body. So Yisachar created a chatzitza. Put this wrapping his hands, putting on these gloves, which is against this requirement. And secondly, he disgraced the avoda because he wouldn't get his hands dirty. So the Gemara shares with us a few lines later his punishment of having his hands actually be cut off through a shkacha pratis, a story that sort of wasn't a direct, but it happened and it was reflected afterward. That was obviously the reason what happened. So the Daf Ol Daf asks why Yisachar's fellow Kohanim allowed him to carry out the avoda with gloves on. Why would they allow such a thing? So he brings from the Aruch HaNer a very interesting idea. The Aruch HaNer is found in Maseches Krisus of Kaf Chesem and Beis. It's based on a Tosfos and Sukkah that usually we say a chatzitza for lakicha. When you're doing it, the person's taking, maybe it's permitted if it's done derech kavod. So something coming but it's done in an honorable way, it's done in a respectful way. Therefore, here the Kohanim thought Yisachar was wearing these silk gloves. It's there, it's beautifying the service. Therefore, it shouldn't be a chatzitza, so they let it be. They let it just go. There's no problem here. Then the people in the Azara shouted, no, it's not the case. They perceived that he was doing it to avoid dirtying his hands, and it was obviously proven to be true when he was punished later on. Some points of Halacha L'maisa come out of this Gemara. One direct application would be the issue of wearing surgical gloves or gloves in one's hands in an area without an Eruv. And so walking around with these gloves for hygienic purposes or for a moel, a person who's performing a bris milah, it wouldn't be an issue of chatzitza. There's no issue of chatzitza for the moel to wear gloves, but of course it's an issue of protecting from contagion and to be hygienic, then it would be permissible. Vasher Weiss was asked by the Chag of Sukkot whether shaking the lulav would be performed, is allowed to be performed, a person's wearing gloves. This is a question during the COVID-19 pandemic. People were wearing gloves for hygiene purposes. So multiple people wanted to use the same lulav. Would a person be allowed to wear gloves to do the mitzvah? Now here, says Rav Asher Weiss, it may actually be an issue of chatzitza. According to some Rishonim, kachtam lachem, Torah says by the lulav and esrog, it has to be a direct taking with one's hands. Some of the Rishonim said maybe not, maybe it's not really an interposition of chatzitz issue, but it could be an issue of lakicha tama, you're just not doing it in the best possible way. So Rashi Weiss thought it's probably better not to wear the gloves and solve the problem, just wash your hands before and after. But we see this idea in halacha that you can have a problem of chatzitza as long as the whole kavana is doing it for respect, then of course it's going to raise up the mitzvah. We do things whenever we can to make the mitzvah even more beautiful.